no real place to stay. Is this the future? And where I'm gonna be? Last night it hit me when I had this crazy dream.
San Francisco.
You beautiful, sweet city by the bay. Good morning.
Good morning from the waterfront.
It's so nice. It's so calm here right now.
It is.
I feel like we should be quieter.
Good evening, good morning, and welcome to Rollo Varese. Here at the edge of the continent, the waters lay flat, the coffee is acidic, and the smiles abound.
And we've got a great show today.
And we've got a great, yeah, it's exciting. Absolutely. Plus one to that.
One of a many recent shows. We're just on the move today.
Yeah, we're walking. We're not staying at the ferry building today, starting at the ferry building today.
Mm-hmm. We came to that really cute Treasure Island ferry that's coming in right now.
And there it is.
It's like a boat you'd put in a bathtub.
It is like a boat you'd put in a bathtub, you're right. They should sell mini ferries of that ferry, like mini versions of it.
Oh, let's call it, was it Seamus?
Yeah.
The ferry guy?
Seamus! He's around here somewhere. Seamus! He's probably piloting a boat.
We got a great show today. We are going to be headed to the Tenderloin to see the Golden Gate Greenway. Talk with our friend Al Hawley, Keith Knight, about their 10 to the Loin project.
I love the phrase 10 to the Loin.
It's so good. Just rename the whole neighborhood like that.
It's great. And if you're unfamiliar, the Golden Gate Greenway is the 100 block of Golden Gate Avenue, kind of right where it intersects with Market Street. And we're going to be going there. So we're going to be hanging out with them.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
The real question is, are we going to get there on a cable car, on the F? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We're like, how should we get there? And then we're like, well, I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll see how we're feeling.
In the meantime,
if you've got suggestions, let us know.
Yeah, let us know how we should be getting there. In the meantime, can I give folks the weather?
Yes, please.
All right. So currently San Francisco, it is 54 degrees, mostly cloudy. I'm seeing like 96% clouds, unless you're tuning in from the North Bay right now.
I see a little bit
of blue sky.
Yeah, just a little bit. It's you're right. It's very North Bay. North Bay looks like it's got some blue skies, but beyond that, it's kind of overcasty. It doesn't feel like it's a dense overcast.
No.
It feels like it's going to blow away pretty soon here. Mm-hmm. You know, the sun's going to burn it off.
I'm wearing a sweater and a button-up, and I don't feel like I'm going to end the day in both layers.
Ooh, I'm wearing a Beta Breakers t-shirt and a button-up. I'm just getting excited for Beta Breakers.
May 12th?
14th?
14th?
I don't know.
Something like
that. It's coming
up. It's coming up.
Remember to run.
The high today is going to be 60 degrees. The low tonight is going to be 53 degrees. It's going to be a bit breezy today, breezy tomorrow. Saturday, 63. Sunday, sunny and 64. Monday, sunny and 66. Tuesday, sunny and 67. Wednesday, sunny and 68.
Okay.
So next Wednesday is going to be the peak, and then I bet the fog will return.
Really, really nice San Francisco spring days.
All in a row, too.
Yeah.
Just
that's going to be great.
Full sun. Sunrise today was at 6:21 a.m., and the sunset, the magic hour. When do you think it was?
It's so late. It's going to be like, it's almost 8. I'm going to guess 7:55.
7:55 on the
dime.
Nice. Wow. Buy a lotto ticket today.
Excellent.
7:55
p.m. That's a great amount of light at the end of the workday.
It really is.
Gosh, almost till 8.
I know. We just passed low tide, which was at 7:08 a.m. at minus half a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And high tide today is going to be at 2:16 p.m. at 4 feet 2 inches.
Okay, I can get down with that.
So a beautiful day out there. A little chilly, but a beautiful day.
I love it.
Do you have a jam for the people while we go get some coffee?
Yeah, I was going to do a little marinara, a little Through the Fog.
Ooh, I like that one. It feels fitting for folks coming through the fog right now.
That's what I kind of imagine is people heading from the western side of town, out this direction, downtown to their jobs. And they're moving through the fog. They're by bus, by bike, by boot. And the fog clears as they make their way downtown on a beautiful Thursday morning. Be right back.
Thank you. together this alone. It'll pass, this will clear. It'll pass, don't you fear. And we won't have to get through this alone. It'll pass, this will clear. It'll pass, don't you fear.
Listening to more Marinero.
Really, really lovely jam.
Really is.
Through the Fog. The album is Outer Lands, and you are tuned in to BFF.FM. That's Best Frequencies Forever. The greatest radio station in the history of time and space. Come on, bestie, today. Go to BFF.FM/donate and give us your bank account information, I guess. Oh, yeah, pour some coffee.
You think the people of San Francisco have their coffees?
I hope so.
Right?
San Francisco, it's, time is 7-something. Still before sunset, if we're converting 12 hours later, it's 7:42 p.m. a.m. Okay, let's take a sip of coffee, not p.m. All right. San Francisco, get your cups. Let's do it. Count of three. One, two, and... Woo! That's good. That's hot.
It is hot. It's nice.
Very hot coffee. It is nice. What are you drinking this morning?
A little Red Bay action.
Yeah, here at the Ferry Building, what do? You walk in, you get some Red Bay. They say beautiful coffee to the people.
Mm-hmm. I heard Red Bay is opening up another coffee shop downtown with the Chamber of Commerce. Coffee shop, co-working. Yeah, nice big space.
I love it.
Yeah, Red Bay. Can't be stopped.
You know how like we've got a... Starbucks and like Safeway parking lots and things like that. I want Red Bay in the San Francisco equivalent of that, which are corner stores, our bodegas, more Red Bay coffee.
What would happen to this town if you replaced every like corner store watery coffee with Red Bay? Would our productivity as a city just skyrocket?
I think for a little while it would, and then we'd all nap.
Or we'd just all become really antsy.
Yeah. Three coffees, no lunch. Oh, goodness. Well, if you'd like to tweet in or toot in, we are at Rollover Easy on the social media networks, whether it be Instagram, Twitter, or Mastodon. Mm-hmm. We're sfba.social is our server. And you can text us. You can text me right now if you want to. 415-578-0555 is the show's Google Voice number. 415-578-0555.
Oh, coffee, so necessary.
This is great. Oh. Really delicious.
It's nice to have a nice, great cup of coffee on a really calm Ferry Building morning.
It is, you know, surprisingly calm out here today.
Yeah. I don't know how to go water skiing, but I want to learn on this bay right now.
Yeah, it's, you know, usually there's more waves, there's a little more action. We must be dealing with a very slack tide at this moment, because it's just not really moving.
I think nature might just be trying to give us really chill Thursday. They're like, you know what? It's been a long week.
Thank you, nature! Nature's like, you know, just relax.
Just chill.
I got
just
you.
Chill.
I got you. Oh, goodness. Well, let's see who is hanging out with us this fine Thursday morning. Who do you think the first person was to toot, tweet, say hello, give us a warm Thursday morning blessing? Who do you think it was?
Because I think we can almost see her office from here. I'm going to say Lisa Church.
I think it was Thomas Rogers.
Thomas!
Hello!
Hello! Hey, Thomas, good morning. Thomas says, good morning. Any other rollover-easiers, or rollies, as I've heard it called before, sample the Noe Valley toilet yet? I was flush with excitement. Absolutely. We flushed it last weekend, or last Thursday, excuse me, but we didn't use it, but we kind of used it.
Did we?
I think we used it. I could just say we used it. Because we went in there, we checked it out, we flushed the toilet. What else do you need to do in it?
I did not think that the puns could continue on.
They keep going.
They keep going. I think the title of Heather Knight's story was Closing the Lid on the Toilet Debacle.
Goodness. Heather Knight for your New York Times. I guess our New York Times? The New York Times? New York Times, the factual paper of record that knows that San Francisco has better pizza, better bagels than New York.
The one that doesn't log me out every time.
Oh, my goodness. I love Chronicle. I love you. Quit logging me out, though. You know me. You know me, friend.
We've been in this relationship
friend,
a long time.
It's me. The Chronicle's like my cat, Tony, who just, like, frequently looks at me like he's never seen me before. And I'm like, Tony, you know me. I'm the guy that feeds you treats. And the Chronicle, I'm like, Chronicle, bud, I give you money every month. Like, we know each other. We're friends. It's me, the same browser as the other tab. Oh, goodness. So I would like to say I was so wrong about the Noe Valley toilet. I thought that this was going to just sort of squeak by under the radar and no one was going to want to have their name attached to it.
How could it?
Couldn't have been more wrong.
Yeah.
Matt Haney was there. Scotty Too Hottie, Mr. Mm-hmm. Scott Wiener was there. Mm-hmm. And who else is there? They say Haney, Wiener, and somebody else. Mandelman,
yeah.
And they all showed up and they gave speeches. They talked about the toilet.
What a world.
It is. And our friend of the program, Matthew, was photographed as the hero image for the New York Times piece. So,
yeah, I got a group thread chat from Matt that said, I'm going to the toilet bowl celebration. Who's going to join me? And I didn't think about it again until I saw him in the paper the next day.
There he was.
Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Soldier's also hanging out with us.
Hello.
Rocking, as you might expect, a Pantone mugger shoe.
Love it.
Well, seeing some really nice burnt orange here and a lavender. Good colors this morning.
Very nice.
Yeah. Soldier, thanks for hanging out with us. And lets us know that tomorrow at 5 a.m. or on a podcast, Fun Employment number 8.
The fun points have been really, really good. I've been enjoying them tremendously. It's been a nice Friday. I won't lie. I don't listen to them. Don't catch them live. I'm not up at 5 a.m. generally. Mm-hmm. But once my morning gets going, it's a great way to start the day.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommended.
Fun Employment. It's where it's at.
Only on BFF.FM. Soon to be a terrestrial radio station.
What's the status on this? When's our next?
I think there's a lot of milestones between now and there, and I don't even know the first one. I know there's a lot to do.
I'm sure it'll be easy.
Oh, goodness. Well, shall we start strolling, or?
Yeah, before we do, though, one more hello goes out, too. Lisa Mond.
Yeah, you clear your throat, and I know what that means. About to read a well-written tweet.
That I am. We're walking with Rollover Easy. Our last SF address was the edge of the Tenderloin, an artistically rich neighborhood so naturally the future of the Golden Gate Greenway project. Looks bright. B. Hutch painted cotton fields back home, back in the day, and sends us in, as you might assume, a gorgeous shot from B. Hutch.
Ooh, just with beautiful.
Some fantastic colors.
Very lovely.
B. Hutch, good morning.
Hello.
Lisa Mond, good morning. And you know what I see here? John King's book sitting down there, too.
Nice.
Portals.
All about the ferry bill.
Yeah.
You'd love to see it.
You'd love to see it. Do you want to put this coffee in my backpack here?
Sure.
As I turn around here. All right, can I suggest a first stop for us?
Yep, once I, yes.
You might have to do the other side. Jay Beeman's gloves are on one side.
Let's go.
All right.
I need to stop and get a tissue.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
I have one buried deep in my bag, but we're right next to a coffee shop, so we can grab a napkin, I'm sure.
Having a napkin just always handy is an underrated part of coffee shops.
Absolutely.
It's a civic service that they don't get credit for.
All right, let's go in and grab one real quick. We're here in Red Bay. Where is our napkin?
Probably right in the front there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Napkin.
yeah.
Red Bay, the line is, it's picking up. But still, still a reasonable time. It's not a Saturday at high noon.
I feel like high noon at the ferry building probably is 10 a.m.
I think you're probably right.
Of course, it's just busiest. Let's pause here and see if we can get some good sounds from this ferry building terminal.
The ticker? The ticker's had some quotes on it. Today, the fun fact, 1 million Earths can fit inside the sun.
Wow.
The more you know.
Today I learned.
Yeah. There's more stuff opening up here. You got the A16 Pizzeria coming in, Reams. A new generation of ferry building shops coming into being.
It is.
I like it.
Angel.
They moved the truck out of Daily Driver. They just got a little guy here now.
Just a tiny little truck. Remember our Daily Driver season of life?
Oh, that was so nice when they were illegally making bagel sandwiches in here.
I love it.
I think the issue was that they were pressing bacon and they didn't have a hood.
Right. And I don't know, I get it, but also let them make some bacon sandwiches.
Look, if we are really at the edge of a doom loop, I think the bacon can get us out of it. Look the other way just this once.
Oh my goodness, what a beautiful morning as we emerge from the ferry building, looking straight up Market Street. You can see Twin Peaks off in the distance with blue sky out in that direction.
Oh wow.
It is gorgeous out here this morning.
Ooh, the F's gonna pass us here in a bit. Should we get some F streetcar sounds?
Definitely.
And then may I suggest that we go to Roslyn Bakery, see if we can get something good if they're open yet?
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, good ferry sound. Ten out of ten. Would ride. Yeah, it's so beautiful out here this morning.
Yeah, kind of unexpectedly nice.
It's strange because on the other side of the ferry, and this is a very Gary Kamiya thing, right?
Uh-huh.
He writes about how different weather occurs on different sides of the building.
Mm-hmm.
That it felt a lot cooler on the water than it does 200 feet from the water.
Yeah.
It's really nice over here. Vendors have yet to set up between Market Street and Embarcadero. They're starting to bring their wares out right now. We've got some tourists walking around with their luggage. We've got the 14R making the turn headed east.
I can see a streetcar headed down this way.
This is a beautiful San Francisco morning.
I know. Lots of folks walking around too.
Mm-hmm. Doing it all.
Yeah. I've been seeing more things on my social media about this Park Padel.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I think we should go play. I think we should leave the office early one day and go play.
Well, now the sun sets at nearly 8 p.m. I'm into that.
No, I want to play during work hours. Don't tell my boss. I want to be coming down here in a time that I could be sending an email and learn a new sport.
You can easily reserve these courts now. You can reserve them all over San Francisco. It's really the time to be doing that. I got invited to a crawfish boil in Golden Gate Park.
Ooh, nice.
And a permanent event, right? They said, hey, City of San Francisco, we want to be able to reserve these tables. I should say reserved event, not permitted. But the reservation for different sporting events and tables and picnics, it's the time to be making those right now as the summer's coming up. And pretty soon you're going to want to get on out there and enjoy a beautiful summer day in the park.
Yeah, get those campsites too if you can. Oh, right, temporarily Rosalind. Closed.
Oh, no. We're hiring baristas.
If only there was one more barista available.
Jobs at rosalindbakery.com.
Yeah, I think they got a permanent lease. I think they're staying here for good.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, what else? So a few different places we could go. We could just kind of walk up California or take the cable car. Could go to Jolinata again.
Mm-hmm.
Get a pastis del nata, which is incredibly good. We could take up running as a hobby all of a sudden.
With all this gear.
All of this gear.
You said Jolinata, and I can't think of anything else now. Let's go there.
Let's walk on up.
That was so wonderfully good.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about fresh pastries in any way that is just unbeatable.
Absolutely.
I had a fresh mini pork bun from one of the bakeries along Clement the other day. Mm-hmm. So fresh that the woman behind the counter was like, watch out, this is really hot. And it was one of the best things I've ever eaten.
I love it.
Just because it was fresh.
I love it.
Yeah.
A couple of toots have come in, I think. Let me wipe the coffee off my keyboard. Gosh, this laptop, I'm keeping it going. But man, it started to dim around the bottom this last week. So it's got these like eight or nine or so dark spots that are sort of coming up from the bottom of the screen. I really feel like its days are numbered now.
One of these days we're going to be talking and then we're just going to be silent. And you should know that that is the moment when the laptop died.
We made it this far. Let's real quick pause here for just half a second. So Jeff says, hello to Jeff. Jeff Possinger says, it does look like a nice day today, and sends in a shot from the Salesforce Tower. Looking quite foggy up top, but right below it, you see the Bay Bridge, and right above it, you see blue skies. We're down by the buildings. We're down in Embarcadero 2, 3 right now, excuse me. And it's just blue skies up above us, really. It's just kind of over the bay that it's foggy now.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Really, really beautiful over here.
I hope this button-up I wore doesn't have any wrinkles on it, because this sweater's coming off soon.
And a hello goes out to Burrito Justice. He says, so hey, the SFMTA has a survey for the West Portal safety improvements. Really important given the big boomer car energy against reforming the checks notes. Two left turns. Yes, hitting the retweet on that one. Reminding you, yeah, get involved. It's a strange and tragic thing that happened out there recently, and we don't have to let that be the norm.
Yeah, and all it takes is you sending a nice word of encouragement to the local supervisor, Mayor Melgar, filling out a petition, filling out the survey that was just shared. Do the one little thing, because you know the people that are absolutely insane are going to do their one little thing.
Be the voice of reason doing the one little thing? Is that what you're saying?
Be the voice of reason.
I like it.
Oh, man, look at this security guard right here. Just on the most comfy bench.
Yeah. Chilling.
Wow.
Chilling.
That's a level of chill I aspire to.
Absolutely.
Can I be honest with you about something?
I'd love for you to be honest with me.
I don't actually know where Holy Nada is. I think it just appears out of the fog.
No idea
somewhere.
Either. It's up this way, though. I know it's
this direction.
It's this direction. We'll find. I think we can find it. Look, the two of us. We got to make it to the 100 block of Golden Gate Avenue by 8:45.
Which I think we can do.
I think we'll be okay.
A lot of news came in this week. Can I hit you with some news?
Please.
And I feel like the week before we didn't get to all the news either. So.
Yeah, because we had such a great time just to revisit that briefly. Chatting with Ian from SF City FC, San Francisco's not newest, but sort of like newest in marketing football club.
Can I say bestest?
Greatest. Most kicking.
Yeah.
I was so excited. That was such a wonderful time chatting with him. I left that interview just being excited about the future of soccer in San Francisco.
Me too. I'm really excited to go to a game. In the spirit of Roman Mars, always read the plaque. We just came upon a beautiful looking plaque. It's got some wings and an eye, and it says, Fort Gunny Bags was situated on this spot headquarters of the Vigilante Committee during the year 1856. Oh gosh, all right.
Yeah.
Right here.
1856. You've said it before. We need our Gangs of New York treatment for the Barbary Coast of San Francisco.
Come make a movie right here. Did you see the Planet of the Apes thing that happened at the Golden Gate Bridge yesterday?
No. I did not.
Not at all. You have no idea what I'm
talking. No idea what those words mean. I know what Planet of the Apes is. And Golden Gate Bridge I've heard of. How do they come together?
Yesterday, people were taking pictures of horses riding under the Golden Gate, like along Chrissy Field area.
Oh, beautiful.
And on the horses were not people, but apes.
Oh.
Like fully realistic looking Planet of the Apes.
Cool.
Folks. So, yeah, there it's.
Shoot a movie or just an extended TikTok or something?
You never know these days, honestly. Like, one of them's filmed like the other, and it's not the one you'd expect.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I went on a long number of years ago movie tour of San Francisco, and I understand that it's more difficult now to make movies in San Francisco than it was decades ago, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't set this town up to be a movie town for a variety of reasons, but that's kind of a shame, and it's cool to see that some sort of Planet of the Apes movie is bringing back the San Francisco vibes by shooting down at Chrissy Field.
Yeah, come on, give us more movies here.
Yeah.
Whether it be the Gangs of New York treatment or Planet of the Apes or anything in between.
Yep. Give us Bullet 2. Bulleter.
like
Transamerica
it.
Pyramid looking really great this morning.
Oh, wow. Just peeking out there.
Absolutely. Just right past the fog line. Jeff Tutes in says, ooh, it's already sunny at Ocean Beach. It is. Yeah, again, it's really nice out here right now.
Don't make the mistake I did. Do not put on the sweater this morning. You won't need it.
No need. Yeah, the Beta Breaker shirt, very light.
Yeah, yeah. Another bit of news that came out just yesterday. Mm-hmm. Two San Francisco bars were put on the best bars in North America list.
Oh, yeah.
Can you guess what they are?
I know what they are.
Oh, okay.
They're great. True Laurel.
Classic.
And Pacific Cocktail Haven.
A great one.
These are great bars to be recognized in this list. True Laurel is extremely good when it comes to cocktails. And also, I just dream. I think about their fried mushrooms. And I'm not even a mushroom enthusiast, but their fried mushrooms are so good.
Fried mushrooms?
Yeah, they've got these really delicate fried mushrooms that are just to die for.
Huh.
Like, I one time went there just for the mushrooms. Ordered them twice.
Wow.
Ate them and ordered more of them with my group.
Really?
Yeah, very, very good.
Okay, we'll go there early tonight because now they've been on the list.
It's going to be more popular.
Yeah, both these bars are going to be very popular for the next 6 months. I mean, they're already popular.
No way it's going to be more popular than The Stud, which reopened.
Yeah. Right, congrats to The Stud.
What are we standing in line for here?
Il Canto Cafe.
Let's just stop here for a second, see what's up.
See what the breakfast thing is.
Il Canto Cafe. Oh, look at that. The SF Gate talks about how the best burritos priced under $10.
Yeah. Oh, and it's a breakfast burrito.
Oh, interesting.
All right.
All right, should we keep cruising?
Yeah, let's do it. I kind of want to put an eye on this thing.
Good, how are you?
Wow, yeah, busy.
Yeah.
Look at this nice little space right here.
Downtown's got a lot of little cool corners.
Little nooks and crannies.
So The Stud recently reopened.
Speaking of nooks and crannies.
Yeah. And it was too much fanfare. Everyone was stoked. The thing in the story that caught my eyes and then caught my ears was the fact that the story describes how Sylvester was playing from the sound system.
Ugh.
And I just love San Franciscans wrapping their arms around Sylvester as a tune to, as an artist to experience joy in community with.
Yeah. I'm just happy that we've wrapped our arms around The Stud and said, this thing can't go away. Oh, loud motorcycle, hold on. Later. Okay. Get out of here.
So you walk by Wayfair Tavern.
I dream of the Wayfair burger.
I've only been there one time. I went there moments before they closed and asked just for a cocktail and whatever dessert they were enjoying that night.
Mm. You know, this is a very short stop if you take the Specs Express at night.
The One California?
The One California headed eastbound. Very quick. All right, I think we go this way. Oh, another plaque we got to read.
Okay, so now we're on the corner of, I think it's Drum and Leedsdorf.
Yeah. At the site of the What Cheer House, says the plaque. This was the site of the famous What Cheer House, a unique hotel opened in 1852 by R.B. Woodward and destroyed by the fire of 1906. The What Cheer House catered to men only. Okay. Permitted no liquor on the premises and housed San Francisco's first free library and museum. That was a whirlwind of emotion right there. It is the State Landmark 650.
Cool. Also, hello to Gobsmacked.
Hello!
Gobsmacked says, we filmed the last Matrix movie here just before the start of the pandemic. Mm. The Shang-Chi movie as well. And Soldier says, theme idea, nightclubs of Folsom. Stud, F12, Cat Club, Powerhouse, Oasis, DNA, That is an excellent idea.
Classics, every one of them.
I've reached out to JWZ in the past, and he's like, I'm interested in being on the radio. Okay.
I like that.
So I don't know if we'll get the DNA Club, but that would be great.
We should get the folks from Cat Club on the radio.
For sure.
Cat Club, a classic, just still going.
You'd okay, love to see it. And Lizard, hello, Lizard.
Hello.
Lizard says, beach day. I was noticing the unusual light pattern earlier this morning. It's very lovely.
Yeah, it's a good one out here. I thought Holy Nato was going to be on this street, and it is not.
No, I think it's up here, though.
I think it's up here and then a couple blocks west.
I think it's by the gallery.
By the gallery?
Right.
Oh, by the little bookstore?
Yeah.
The world's smallest bookstore?
Right. It's right over there.
Yeah. So it's on Trinity.
And Jeff says the station by the Claremont in Berkeley used to offer a basket of assorted French fried vegetables, including mushrooms. This is very yummy. These days it's only artichoke hearts and the usual varieties of potatoes. Give me some unusual potatoes, please.
If there's one thing California should be doing, it should be the unusual varieties.
Absolutely. It's a good opportunity to get to your local farmer's market and say, what's the strangest potato you have?
Yeah, just give me a weird potato. Come on.
A couple of them. Goodness. Fried vegetables are a great snack to enjoy. A little bit salty, a little bit veggie. Is it mm-hmm. straight ahead? No.
Let's just walk up California.
Let's go right here. Yeah. And all around, delicious.
Yeah. Some other news this week. Did you know that Brock Purdy may not have saved San Francisco Super Bowl chances, but he did save a news reporter from a coyote?
Yeah, Brock Purdy, the quarterback for the 49ers. What was he doing? Tell me the story.
So he's filming a commercial
A John Deere commercial
is what it was?
A John Deere commercial on Bernal Heights. I'm so excited for that commercial, by the way. I don't know if that's a strange thing to say, not to take away from this, but I'm really excited to see a John Deere tractor over Bernal Heights. I'm like, what's it doing? Sorry.
Did they put a tractor up on the top of Bernal?
I think so. That's what I took it as. In my mind, there's a tractor up on Bernal, and Brock Purdy is like, you know, like clearing Bernal Heights of weeds or something like that. So, sorry. He was shooting a commercial. Please continue.
And he looks, you know, off past the camera in the distance, and there is the biggest coyote he's ever seen in his life.
Size of a wolf.
Kind of crouched down a little too close to someone, and he, like, shouts just kind of naturally, like, watch out!
Yep.
And he saved a young news reporter. What can't Brock Purdy do?
Brock Purdy. Oh, good cable car sounds. Excellent. All right, so let's go straight and then maybe it's left?
I think so. I kind of like not knowing where it is.
Where is it? Over here? Over there?
Come here, Holy Nada.
We got Bikes to Books coming up this weekend to celebrate Independent Bookstore Day by Bike. Saturday, April 27th. You got to check it out. You got to go to sfbike.org/bikes-books. Nicole and Brito Justice have been on this for years.
Yeah.
It's cool to see the Bike Coalition, jumping on the trend.
Oh, the Bike Coalition jumped on it. Nice. Very cool. Good to see.
Yeah, you love to see it.
Something you don't love to see, but is worth noting, the Reverend Cecil Williams passed away.
Yeah, passed away at, I believe, the age 94.
Wow.
Reverend Cecil Williams was, loved by many. You might know him from Glide Church, where he served as pastor until maybe like 2000, mm-hmm. somewhere around there. By the way, is it left?
I think it's the next block and then a half block up.
The thing that Reverend Cecil Wilson was just so well known for was really demonstrating what, like, the love and the message of Christianity that was past simply going to church, but was focused on acceptance of individuals.
And was, like, in the 70s in the Tenderloin in a time where I think that was more radical than than you might expect.
Absolutely. Somebody who opened up the doors to Glide and said, let's open these doors up even wider. Who are you? You want to come here? Like, we want to love on you.
And it's crazy. They have so many services and programs now. Cecil is, and Glide are just like kind of household names in this town.
Yes.
My question is, who's the next Cecil Williams?
I don't know. It's a, I mean, tremendously large shoes to fill, but anyone out there that's saying to themselves, like, hey, I want to do good in my community. This is an individual who petitioned for women to be able to wear pants. This is an individual that petitioned in the Vietnam War. This is an individual that raised money for countless charities. Somebody who just said every week, like, show up. We got you. We love you. How do we help you out right now? That is so encouraging and so beautiful.
Yeah.
So Cecil Williams, gone, but absolutely not forgotten in San Francisco. I feel like it's only a matter of time until we're walking just through the arches of the Cecil Williams International San Francisco Airport of Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's coming. It's coming.
I think you missed the joke in there, but the International Airport of Oakland.
I believe
Are
it.
Are we still laughing about that?
I don't know how to feel about the Oakland airport thing. Should I be concerned? Should I be laughing?
We should go right and then left, and I think this is where Holy Nut is.
We're so close.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like Oakland calling itself a San Francisco airport is fine. I'm not upset about it.
Yeah.
But it is. It does feel like it's going to be a little more confusing.
Can I tell you something I put in the same boat as the airport renaming?
What's that?
Pandas.
Oh.
How excited am I supposed to be or upset? I don't know. The scale of my like emotion is really, it's unclear.
San Francisco, as you might have heard, is getting a couple of giant pandas, huge pandas, monster pandas.
And if you would believe the news, it's like the Golden State Warriors cheerleaders are out there at the airport waiting for them to get off the plane.
If you also believe the news, Marilyn and Brady went to China and negotiated this herself.
Of all the things to do, she let the union negotiations fall to someone else here, and she's like, you handle this, I got pandas to get.
Look, that's urgent, but it's not important. This is urgent and important.
All right, next one. I can see it.
Holy Nada.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Portuguese Bakery of Heaven.
Just
there's a the line
best.
Today. There's a
yeah,
line.
Yeah, let's get on in here.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. Come on in.
Yeah, today we do a fresh
coffee
with Nutella. We do it on Thursday. So it's the same custard feeling.
We're inside Holy Nada.
Just enjoy
the
sounds.
Okay, how about just make them both happy? Okay, so 12 total, 6 and 6?
6 and 6, and each one 3.
Okay. And just if I have them all available now. Otherwise, whatever you have available is fine. Okay.
Do you want to order like 200?
Yes. I just want the hottest ones.
They look incredible.
They smell incredible.
Okay. So half in each box. I'm going to put the Nutella ones in the bottom. I'm going to write it on the top of the box so you know, okay?
Today's Nutella Day.
Should I sprinkle a little bit of cinnamon on the regular ones?
Get down with that.
North, is that how you typically do it?
Yeah, if you like cinnamon, I don't like strong sugar. Sure. It's very good for cinnamon.
My daughter introduced me to these after she was in Mozambique.
Oh, yeah.
This door opens inward, but it should go open outward.
There's too many people that want to get in here right now.
So I'm going to
write
and tell them the
book. It's like a factory going on back there.
That's incredible. You have four individuals focused on creating delicious pastries.
I love a store that just makes one thing so well.
And this is it?
It's like the opposite of the Cheesecake Factory. did you hear about how Saturday was the best day ever in San Francisco?
There were so many things happening this last Saturday.
There was the Cherry Blossom Festival.
Yeah.
420.
Golden Gate Park.
The Chilaquiles at the Ferry Building.
Mm-hmm.
A classic. The nudist bike ride.
Yep.
420 at Hippie Hill. Canceled, but not canceled.
I think was that the night the stud reopened?
It was the night the stud reopened. And there was the lowrider Selena commemoration event.
Incredible. 10 out of 10.
Right now,
sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Two Nutella, two normal?
Okay. Are you coming in?
Can I put them all in the same box?
There's plenty of space.
It smells delicious in here.
And the Taylor Swift pub crawl.
How did we forget? It really was the best day ever.
Shout out to Astrid for doing it all.
Just showing up and saying, I'm going to do all of these events today. Really lean into it. Oh my gosh, did I say sprinkle a little cinnamon? Is that what I heard?
Yes, I would.
Oh my goodness.
The line is growing.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. Enjoy.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. You?
Oh, doing great now that we're in here. In front of the line, it's growing.
Yeah, it is.
What's fresh?
So right now we do have the traditional flavor and the Nutella one, which we only do it on Thursdays.
Two Nutellas, please.
Two Nutellas?
Three Nutellas. We'll get one for Al, too.
Nice. What a nice move. Yeah, three Nutellas, boys.
Okay, so actually, like, buying four, it's going to be cheaper for you guys.
We'll do four.
We'll do four,
okay,
gladly.
So four Nutellas.
We're in. I got it.
Perfect.
Okay, four Nutella holy Natas coming right up. Al Holly, you're getting one. If you find us, we have a holy Nata for you.
Yeah, come find us. We're just on the street. We'll be walking up California.
Yeah.
I think
given the time, we need to go catch the F.
Oh, yeah. We got to be there in half an hour. Okay, we got to hurry.
Here you go, guys.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Grab an F. Yeah.
Grab 19 F. Okay, now there's one, two.
Cool. Great. Thank you so much.
Four. Five.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Success.
Oh, the line grows.
The line grows.
Yeah. People, they know what's up.
It's good. It's a good way to start a day. Hello. Good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Walk on this side of me.
The hope lope is happening at Holy Nata.
It really is. Holy Nata.
Okay.
All right. So let's walk towards Market Street. I'm with you on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to take Montgomery. We'll hopefully catch the F.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll make it.
It's community radio. Oh, goodness. If I haven't said it lately, say it again. Become a bestie today by going to bff.fm/donate and support the arts in San Francisco. It's as simple as donating $10 a month, an old car that you don't want or a brand new car you don't want. And, or just, I don't know, your Dogecoin wallet, whatever you're kind of feeling. Whatever it may be, though, your donation goes directly towards supporting the artists, the musicians, the radio station, the zeros, the ones, Cosmic, and all the wonderful things you hear on this station.
Yeah. They're all available because folks like you donate to the station.
It's the coolest thing, you know. The narrative for years from some people has been, oh, the arts in San Francisco, it's not thriving like it used to. And in the simplest way, you can just pay $10 a month and make it happen. Such a small cost for such an incredibly large benefit to the community.
And if you are concerned about the state of the arts in San Francisco, I would ask you, what are you doing to tend to this garden?
Great point.
How are you contributing to this arts ecosystem? We can all contribute in a small way, whether you're an artist or not.
Yep.
So find your way to contribute. And if you want to see San Francisco become something, the only way it's ever happened is by people like you saying, let's do it.
And like, that's what we're walking into right now, right? We're about to walk into the Golden Gate Greenway, which is people just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about Vince cleaning up trash.
Yeah.
What does Vince do? He just does it. He just goes out there and cleans up trash.
Yeah. All right.
You love to see it.
Let's make this light here.
Okay. 38. No, not yet.
Yep, yep. Oh, there's the real 9, not the false 9.
I'm glad that joke took off.
It was such a good joke. 10 out of 10.
I'm glad. Yeah, let's go up here. Let's go up another block, and then we'll jump on a cable car up to the next intersection. Mm-hmm. Down here on the corner of Montgomery and Market Street, people walking to and from offices right now. You see a couple of joggers, people by bikes, see some tourists, wave at those folks that are looking at us and say, hello, good morning.
What a beautiful day.
It is really nice. The smell of cannabis is heavy in the air right there. Somebody's starting off their Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Got the Beanie's Kitchen Outpost.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, Sequoia. I have Beanie's Kitchen once a week.
Really?
Once a week, I eat the Himalayan momos that dreams are made of.
From this one in particular?
From the OG spot, because I get to see Beanie herself most days.
Nice.
And some days, I even get a mango lassi.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You're a wild boy.
It's good.
Wild mango lassi boy.
Treat yourself to a mango lassi, San Francisco.
That's a good idea. Oh, goodness. Well, coming up here on the corner of 3rd and Market Street. Again, it's beautiful. We see nothing but clear blue skies up ahead of us. Looking down the street, down south. No cars really in this. You can walk right in the street right now, which is kind of nice.
Oh, and there's a F Street car coming. Look great. At that.
Great, great, great. What
excellent timing. Now, the real question is, did I give my Clipper card to my mom or is it in my pocket? I think it's in my pocket, but you know.
Mama Early Bird out here just riding the bus all day.
I got my mom a mango lassi last week.
Nice. How long are your parents in town for?
They just left yesterday, but they had a great time. Got on some bay wheels and went to Wiggle Fest.
Nice.
With them on Saturday. It was great.
How was Wiggle Fest?
Oh, so nice. It's like the park just got extended into the street.
Great. I love it.
They made it so densely packed that you could not ride a bike through there. They said, hey, please get off and walk.
Nice.
And so everyone going through the Wiggle had to experience Wiggle Fest, and that sort of just kind of like encouraged a neighborliness that was really nice the whole day through.
There
was bubbles. There was an artist who just like plugged in an amp, and it was a guy on a guitar and a guy singing, and it was magical.
Excellent.
Yeah. King David, but you replaced the eyes with J's. That's the handle.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. King David, but you replace the eye.
Replace the eyes with J's.
That's a touch more, but a protect the personals out here, boy.
Have a great Thursday. San Francisco Standard reports, who needs Coachella when we've got this brand new Golden Gate Park band show concert series, the SF Live. It's going to be happening here pretty soon. You see this?
Yeah, SF Live. A partnership between some of the big names, Another Planet, yep. Noise Pop, and then some of your favorite venues, Bottom of the Hill, Rickshaw. I love it.
A lot of great things happening here. SF Live starts off on May 4th with a free outdoor show. And it goes all the way till October, I think.
Yeah. I'm excited for this.
Absolutely.
More live music, you know?
All right, let's jump on this.
All right. Should we go to the back?
Yeah, let's do it. So now we're on the F.
Oh. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh. Yeah. Back of the F is such a nice place to be.
Absolutely. A few other folks are chiming in this morning. Jeff says, I missed all the fun events on in San Francisco on Saturday because I was in Oakland attending the last ever run of the old BART cars.
Oh, yeah. So another thing that was going on, all the transit nerds got together and rode one last BART car. It was a party bus for transit nerds.
I love it. It's a very, very cool way to celebrate the end of an era.
And to celebrate that we're just, like, investing in transit, right? I feel like it was not too long ago that they were like, well, we're going to get all these new BART cars, but it's going to take X, Y number of years. And here we are. We've done it.
It's happened.
Yeah.
Better seats.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like BART recently quietly adjusted their schedules. Not schedules, but the amount of trains on their line.
Hmm.
You know, I take the Richmond line currently. And the Richmond line in the mornings used to be 6 cars and only 3 times an hour, which was down from 10 cars and 4 times an hour, which created a pretty significant strain on the people. There's more people per car, got very busy. And last couple weeks, they've shifted it up to 8 cars.
Ooh.
So extra 2 cars make a world of difference in determining if everyone gets a seat or not.
Nice. That's great.
I absolutely love it. Another thing that popped up that I absolutely love is the downtownsf.org. They've got Create, a visual and performing arts celebration happening tonight on Leedsdorf, where we just were, street between 4 and 8 p.m.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is a bunch of very cool things. This is food, this is music, this is painting, this is mocktails. This is all of the things that you want to see at an outdoor celebration out on the street. And it's happening tonight.
I love that they timed it with the day that Holy Nata makes the Nutella Holy Natas.
Very excited to chomp on those here shortly. I just love the downtown. Downtownsf.org is a, what do they call it, a community development district?
Mm-hmm.
Business development district?
Yeah, community benefit district.
Community benefit district. This is great. This is like, hey, I think we can improve this area. Let's mm-hmm. do some fun things outside.
Yeah. And, you know, taking advantage of the little alleyways that downtown has seems like kind of the best use of all of our energies, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so. You know, for all the narratives, I feel like the narratives around the Dune Loop have quelled a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Once those pandas showed up, it's hard to say that anymore.
There's Burrito. Hey, we see you. Burrito Justice was glaring and looking in our direction, looking for us on the streetcar. Burrito, ride safe. Great to see you, bud.
Burrito, we had a Holy Nata for you. It's just passing.
Oh, we do. God. We have one extra Holy Nata. Oh, goodness. I love San Francisco's little serendipitous moments like that.
What a small town this is sometimes.
So you're right. Post pandas, we're done with the Doom Loop. But there's so many people and organizations in San Francisco that I feel like heard that 6 months ago and now have the ball rolling in directions of positivity.
Yeah.
It takes a little while to organize and facilitate, but once you got it going, it's going.
Yeah. And those directions don't have to look like directions we've gone in before.
Exactly.
We can try something new. Mm-hmm. That's the silver lining of saying, hey, this thing as it is right now, it isn't working. Or what we assumed before, we can't assume anymore.
Look at you.
I didn't even mean for that one.
That's good. Where do you want to hop off? I feel like we got a little bit of time. We're meeting now in about 20 minutes.
Should we hop off at this next stop, and then we can double back and look at this IKEA food hall that's right here?
Definitely.
I feel like that's kind of the way.
Next stop, though.
Next right at the next corner up there.
Got it.
Where the, what is that? That's not a 9. That's a 6 ahead of us.
Also, Rebecca Rolfe, who we chatted with back in 2019 from the SFLGBT Center, is going to be the Grand Marshal for SF Pride 2024.
Nice.
Yeah, this is fantastic. A thing that Rebecca told us when we chatted with her a number of years back was that the SFLGBT Center was the last Victorian on Market Street, and I can't unsee that now.
It's true. It's true. It's the last one.
Every time I go down Market Street, when I pass it, my eyes are immediately drawn to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beauty. Do we have a theme for this year? Because every year the themes are so good.
That is a great question. I don't think I have the theme in front of me. Let me figure out what it is.
So not yet. We're still unthemed.
Yeah, but you're right. There's really, really, really good ones. Beacon of Love.
Ooh. I like that. What weekend is Pride? I want to put it in my calendar. It's last weekend in June, right?
Yep.
All right. Last weekend in June. Put Pride in your calendar. We got Beta Breakers coming up here. The San Francisco events calendar kicking off.
Yeah. There were some really great themes from back in the day. 1973, a celebration of the gay experience. We've got Come Out, Joy Speaks for Justice. Steve Peppel says he just missed us on the Porto Bakery. Good morning, Steve. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you. Hey, Burrito Justice. How's it going?
Chillin'. Do you do breakfast on Unity now?
We weren't snacking on it, so we were okay.
But we have one for you.
Yeah, you gotta have one of these things.
Oh yeah, so good.
I stalked you guys down.
Hold on.
The microphone.
Hold that.
Put the microphone in your pocket.
That's
my desk.
There we go.
Oh, is this from the Portuguese place?
Yeah.
All right.
It's got Nutella in it.
Oh my god.
Listen to that crunch.
Oh my god. So I've been to Lisbon many times and this is up there.
It's incredible, right?
I mean, thank you San Francisco for having this. And you guys too, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
But also this. Holy
Happy god. To provide.
Holy Nata is just, it's on another level.
Yeah. So we're riding down Valencia and past 16th, and the kids were bummed you weren't there. I said, oh, they're on a streetcar. They're like, oh, okay.
Naturally. When we're not in the street corner of 16th and Valencia, oh, you can just find us on the street corner.
This is so good.
It's so good.
It's really good.
Should we eat ours now? I kind of can't wait.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
I'll hold the microphone.
I'll take one.
Okay.
Don't talk while your mouth is full.
Okay, count of three. If you've got a holy knot at home, count of three. One, two, three.
Oh, my goodness. Holy crap, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
This is incredible.
Oh, really? Look.
It changed my life.
Can I just say this might be my favorite pastry in town?
Guys, you're both taller and more attractive. What happened? Do you play for the Clippers or for the Clippers? Jesus Christ. You played for the Clippers before. Now you play for the Warriors.
You know, we don't play for the Sharks. No. I think I had the worst record in the NHL.
Oh, it was sad. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They just fired their head coach.
Yeah. I just basically walk up to my Shark friends and just kind of pat them on the shoulder. It's like, it's okay. It's okay.
Wow.
You need to bring back the Seals, man. Golden Seals. Ready and waiting. Okay, now this is where I want the bus to have, like, one of the cow catchers to plow through. So we're looking, we're here at the intersection of...
6th and Market.
6th and Market. And, of course, a bunch of cars are stopped in the middle of the street as the bus is trying to get through, because...
$1,000
fines. That's like $4,000 for San Francisco right there.
If you were SFMTV, why would you not just post up right here?
Well, I mean,
and just hand out tickets all day.
Hey, I mean, they're starting to do the neighborhood sidewalk parking, so that's good. But this is all people commuting. This isn't probably not people who live here. I don't know.
Like I said,
you don't want to alienate San Franciscans. This is the way it is. Easy money.
This is a really
easy money.
Low hanging fruit.
Underrated song. Thank you very much. You play that later.
All right.
Where are you guys off to?
Yeah, we're going to go to the 100 block of Golden Gate, where we need to be in 15 minutes.
But nice.
In the meantime, we're talking to Al Holly and Keith Knight about the Greenway.
What?
Yeah.
The Greenway? Wait, tell me more about this Greenway.
So you got to listen in.
Are you saying we could have some sort of network across San Francisco that's protected and connected?
Bingo Justice. That's exactly right.
Bingo Justice.
That's exactly right. We want a Greenway of a network.
Some sort of network where people of all ages could traverse themselves across the city without being reliant on a car.
It seems really simple.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
What a concept. Man, I was in New York last week, and you know what they don't do in New York?
Make better bagels than us.
Bagels, yeah. Bagels are like, they're fine. They don't deliver food by car.
Oh, it's all those little bikes.
Bikes, mopeds, e-bikes.
Yeah.
And so it was funny because I was at the West Portal thing on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Big boomer energy there, let me tell you. Oh, my God. Wow, it's like two cars and a trench coat.
Wait, so what, did they just set out a table and say, like, give us all of your complaints
basically
for this abstract,
like,
idea?
If I had some sainthoods to give out, it would be to the SFMTA staff, because there is, like, literally people leaning over and screaming in their faces going, oh my God, this is going to be the end of the world as we know it. I'm like, I'm literally like, wow, were you dropped in your head as a child? I mean, like, what happened? The noxious fumes, like, were you in a garage and too much
paint.
Carbon monoxide, lead paint? I mean, these people were angry and for two left turns.
So they don't want the two left turns to go away, or they want to expand it further, or who knows?
I think they want to basically embody themselves within a car.
Yeah.
I think they want to basically fuck a car and basically become, I don't know if you remember the show Manimal? Carminal? No. Manimal?
I love that you're feeling spicy today.
Yeah, 100%.
I literally was going up to every SFMTA staff member and saying, I'm so sorry you had to deal with it. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah.
I'm obviously supportive of this. So one of the SFMTA senior guys was talking to him, and I'm like, how many cars go through Yoloa each day? Mm-hmm. He's like, 345. I'm like, what? Wait, what about Vicente? Like, 5,000. I'm like, oh, so basically some significant percentage of the people yelling, they're five boomers, basically.
Yeah.
I don't want to stereotype them, but I will. It's like five older white people. It's like, I know. And they're there each day. I saw friends of mine were there at the Tuesday, Wednesday thing, same people. And they're just very, very angry. I think they need some help, you know? Because basically to do there what they did at Castro.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And they're freaking the fuck out, so.
It's unfortunate.
I don't know what to do with people like that.
And they're lying. They're just like, oh my God, there are like 700,000 people, only 700,000 people now in San Francisco. I'm like, you're lying. It's a bunch of lies.
I would probably start by putting pamphlets that are really well designed in their mailbox,
yeah.
but with the wrong date and
yes.
time for when
yes.
the hearing is. And I would get them all revved up about a thing, but then change the date or
yeah.
alter the date.
I like this.
Or some next door psyops or something like that.
Yeah.
yeah. I would go back and revisit previously discussed topics and really get in the nuance of the words that they use.
Kind of work them up.
I think about the installation that Safe Street Rebel just did.
Oh, my God.
Wiggle?
That was excellent. Still up, as far as I know.
It's great. It's really simple. It's just signage that is like, hey, here's how to get through here. Please don't pass. Please share the road. And the way it's situated in the road makes it nearly impossible to pass, which is...
It's also like, it's very obvious. You look at it and you're like, oh, this is totally normal.
And what's interesting is I think about that when I see it, and I wonder if SFMTA would have done the same process they're doing in West Portal. If they would have put out a table, I think people would have yelled at them for it. But if they would have just installed it like Safe Street Rebel did,
no.
people
We've
would
turned
be
quick builds into political sand traps, tiger traps. I don't know what it is. It's like it's frustrating because I think there's some stuff that they have the right and the might to do. And also, given the mayors behind this, you know, it's an experiment. Go do it.
Jeff asks, is it Eula or Oula?
Oula. Oula, Oula, Oula.
These are the real
Oula,
questions.
Oula, Oula. and then, I mean, it's like shocking the stuff these folks are making up. And my favorite. Mm-hmm. No, this is the tragic part. Or like, not even tragic. What's the word I'm looking for? Disgusting, I think would be the right word.
Okay.
Is they're like, well, if the El Taroval project had been properly done, these people wouldn't be dead. Literally saying that. Literally blaming that family's death on Muni and the fact that, oh, well, there's a bus instead of a streetcar, and so these people died. I mean, it's like, they're just, like, disgusting human beings.
Yeah.
Can we exile them on the Farallons? It's like, oh, and then they're like, well, how long have you lived here? Like,
oh,
fuck that noise.
Boo.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah, that's when you know.
I don't like those.
No,
like
I mean,
that.
Really, it's like,
if it's a day or if it's 100 years, your voice counts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. There's never a bad time to move to San Francisco.
So anyway, fill out that survey. Get your friends to fill out that survey.
Again.
It's literally the least they could... It's the least they could do.
Truly.
And it's funny because people are running around, it's like, oh, they're closing the entire block of Westport. I'm like, really? Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Great. I mean, I do have some sympathy for the business owners who are a little freaked out about people coming in. Mm-hmm. The owners... one thing I learned is... There's fraternal twins who just bought the Philosopher's Club, and they have been working there. One of them been working there for like 20 years, and they bought it. I'm like, okay, hey, support local business.
Uh-huh.
And they're worried. They're the head of the business association, I believe. And they have some concerns about like, oh, the Uber Eats traffic will get worse. Mm-hmm. Which, okay, I get it. Yeah. I mean, bigger issue is Uber Eats is evil and is... But, like, why are all these Uber Eats people in cars? Well, I know why, because there's a bunch of things.
You need to get them on that bike of yours.
Yeah. No, but they're driving in from Tracy. I mean, yeah, they're going to drive here. So, like, but there's some stuff we could do. I don't know what it is. But the business owners, honestly, if you have a chance to go in and talk to a business owner in West Portal and say that you will come here more often because of this plan, please do so.
Yeah.
Because businesses I really like the bookstore and my friend's Philosopher's Club, they're freaking out. And I think they need to be calmed down. They need to actually get that support because owning a business in this anywhere is hard. San Francisco is even harder.
Yep.
Go tell them.
That's such a great call. Yeah. Send those little notes of encouragement this week because you know the negative.
Walk in with your bike helmet. Walk in
notes.
With your bike helmet.
Yeah.
And say, hey, listen, I come here by bike. I would come here more often
if it
were nicer and safer. And never 100%. Mind the 8,000 people who transfer each day at West Portal. I'm like, those are all. Yeah. 80,000 people go through. I know businesses don't care about them because they're going through. I mean, well, okay, different problem. 6,000 people.
That's
versus,
a lot.
Versus...
Is that more than the 300 cars? how does math work?
Let me write some. I can whip up a little Python script to check this. It's really... I half joke about all of the parking issues being about business owners not being able to park in front of their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I really don't think these people know where their customers are coming from, and we need to remind them of that.
Yep.
That's so true.
Show up with a bike helmet.
Yeah. Yep. Show up with a bike helmet. Send a nice note of encouragement this week.
Be nice. Be nice.
Be nice.
Except to those five boomers. Fuck them. Fuck that noise. Special hell awaits them. Karma's coming.
Lots of people keeping downtown this morning.
Yeah. Pretty soon we'll uncover what Burrito Justice really feels about the situation.
Hey, we got to leave you now. We got to head up to Golden Gate Greenway.
Have fun.
But I love that you ran into us. We got to share a holy night.
Literally almost ran into you. We're enough for this barrier.
Thank you for your spicy takes.
Thank you. I'm here for you, and thank you for being you. And, enjoy your greenwaying. I love that you're sticking your microphone into your pocket.
Scott, do you see this vest that he's wearing now?
Wow, you look like you're...
This is my new radio vest.
You're like a war reporter or something like that.
I kind of...
Nice! Oh, my God.
Look at that.
But you could do this one and do stereo. Here we go.
This one falls off more, which is why it usually gets different placement. But
here, put the...
Considering I dropped it twice. There we go. All right.
Just out here, roll over easy on the street.
Oh, wait.
Just reporting the news.
Behind you.
All right.
Gentlemen.
Great to see you, Burrito, as always.
To Justice, and see you probably next week.
Right, safe,
fingers
sir.
Crossed. Alligator.
All right.
Love it.
I love the energy strong this morning.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, so now we're going to walk up two blocks up Golden Gate here on 6th. Line of folks camped outside of Supreme this morning.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're getting, but they're excited about it. Okay.
You're right, there is a big line of people outside. Yeah. It feels like there's very frequently a line outside of the Supreme on Market Street.
How are you supposed to know when things are coming up at Supreme?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
Is there a newsletter I'm not on?
Probably.
Hearing all the construction sounds here as we start to rebuild Market Street. They did a little bit of work before APEC, and then they stopped, and now they're starting again.
Yeah, they did. I think the new and improved Market Street will be a little nicer, a little less pothole-y, from what I understand.
Yeah.
That'll be a nice vibrant improvement to the neighborhood.
And as we're on the unit block of Golden Gate right now, the 000 block, there's cars, there's traffic, there's people going to work, smoking cigarettes, hanging out. But we're about to walk to the next block, which I can already see is a little tiny oasis.
Oh yeah, look at it up there.
Right?
No mirage, that's an oasis.
Look at this cool old parking building. This is where I want to put in. A 24-hour bookstore and diner.
That only plays Sylvester.
That only plays Sylvester. What else could you ask for?
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, so now we're up here at the 100 block, and the first thing I notice are a couple of like barriers saying don't go here.
Yeah.
Don't go here, cars.
No cars go. Should we walk out on the middle of the street?
Yeah.
Because we can?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Go this way, I think.
Oh. Look at this.
Cool.
So nice.
So we're in the middle of 100 Golden Gate. And we got people kind of walking in the middle of the street right next to St. Anthony's. It's got someone on a Segway. Got people hanging out. There's a kid over there.
There's a lot of good stuff on this block. You got St. Anthony's. You got St. Boniface, which had the Gubbio project for a long time. Larkin Street's got a bunch of planters and plants.
Yeah.
826 Valencia. And our friend Al Holly walking towards us.
This is perfect.
Huh. How nice is that?
Good morning, Al.
What's up, brother?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. How are you?
Come on up. Come on up.
Hey, before we do anything else, though, can I give you this holy nada? I've only got one, and if you're going to go introduce us to folks, you got to eat this thing first.
Oh, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of caffeine. That's sort of the recipe for some good radio magic.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's going to be nice.
How are you guys? How was your walk?
It was great. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, so Inanna from, what was this place?
The place is called Holy Nata.
Okay.
And you usually say holy something after you eat it, whether it's nata at the end of it, I'm not sure, but.
Right?
Holy.
Holy nata.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that. Welcome to the Golden Gate Greenway.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks I'm for glad you guys TL a bit more green.
We're trying, slowly but surely, you know. Just like everything in San Francisco, everything takes way longer than you want it to, but it's happening.
But
it's
then happened. It happens, and you're like, this is great. This mm-hmm. is excellent.
No. Come on, come.
Yeah.
I'm seeing all these big, giant planters you've built. There's lots of flowers and trees on this block.
You know, greenway is really a great way to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, oh. We have a giant FedEx truck speeding down. Please slow down.
Where are you going, boss?
I like that I the know, person in the middle of the street that's like, kind of close to them is not moving. Like,
not moving.
You
yeah. just stay there. It's just the start. Wait, I can take that.
All right, yeah, that's
come on and sit down. Let's put, where do you want to set up? Like, how do you want to set
up? We're set up.
Yeah, we are set up.
We're live, actually.
Yeah, this is happening.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, would you guys like a pastry exchange? Would you guys like a Bob's donut bowl?
Ooh, Al, do you go anywhere without a Bob's donut?
Thank you so
no,
much.
No, I don't.
Mm. Oh, my God.
You see Strider out there? So,
morning.
Come on, you want to come and say hi?
Come on over.
Excellent. We're live.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Thumbs up. It's a beautiful day out here. I'm Sequoia. This is Early Bird.
Nice to meet you.
We're on Rollover Easy. Who are you?
My name's Strider Patton, local artist, out here to bring some beautiful artwork to the street.
Strider, thank you. What a simple and succinct way of bringing beautiful artwork to the street. What does that look like today?
Well, today we are going to be doing some sidewalk painting. We're going to be using spray chalk. It's a temporary activation, and maybe, you know, fingers crossed down the road, we can do something a little more permanent, but cool. The chalk is a stepping stone towards that.
Awesome. And where are you finding inspiration for this art that you're going to be creating today?
Inspiration is right here, talking to people, seeing the sights, feeling the energy,
nice.
Letting it roll.
I love it. Taking what you're seeing around you in the world and incorporating that into the scene for the betterment of the community.
That's right. That's what we do.
Beautiful. Favorite color?
Right now at this moment, it is a light yellow.
Oh, okay. The thing that strikes me is all this green that's around us right now with all of these planters. Really blending into the scenery nice. What else do you notice about this block of Golden Gate that stands out to you?
Yeah, well, you know, some of the big things that I love about this area are just the activity, the flow of people. You know, this is a really special spot because it's, you know, kind of closed off street, which is unusual in this area. So to see how people move back and forth across the street in a different way instead of crosswalks is a fun way to kind of allow things to come through.
It was really interesting walking up the first block of Golden Gate, and you're kind of like crammed on the sidewalk. There's all sorts of stuff, and you come here, and it's just a little oasis.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Police coming through, SFPD.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. It's
It was an oasis.
Are they going to stop, or they're just using this to go through?
They're just using it to go through.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hear other sirens in the background.
Al, pass us your coffee mug over here so we can get you
some coffee.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
No, you're right about a little bit of an oasis. It's, you know, opens up and pedestrian traffic really changes here, which I think is going to be fun with kind of the idea of a design I'm incorporating. So, you know, we're going for a non-linear approach here, which is what we're embracing.
It's kind of necessary.
Yeah.
Can you share what that design is that you're thinking about?
Well,
or should
I love
come
to
down
do
here and just see it for themselves.
I love to do some loose, flowy lines and some kind of organic shapes. And wow,
the sounds of the tenderloin in your eardrums.
I mean, listen, it's the reality of where we are. And so that's
what makes this all the more important.
It's true. It's true.
But yeah. Go ahead.
It's like where green space is needed most is right here. It's this block. I can't think of a better place to make a greenway.
I mean, from the community's mouth to the street.
Yeah.
To MLB's ears.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just gonna say yes. I'm not gonna do anything, but I have Michael Vong here as well, and I wanted to get Michael Vong on really quick to talk about the last bit of I Love TL Week. Is that okay?
Before we do Michael. That, since you have a cup too, can we all take a sip together?
Oh yeah. Kind of. All right. Let's do it. Ready? One, two, and.
All right, Michael.
Incredible.
Tell us about I Love TL Week.
Yeah, I Love Tenderloin Week. This is our second year running I Love Tenderloin Week. And it really started with just this idea of loving this neighborhood and knowing that there's so much to love and have pride about and so much that we want to showcase, and really wanting folks who live in this neighborhood to feel really good about having pride in the neighborhood they live in, having pride in the neighborhood they work in, and wanting to share that with everyone else, right? There's just so much negative press. I've been saying this a lot lately. No neighborhood is defined by its harshest elements than the Tenderloin.
Ooh.
Right? Every other neighborhood has, like, oh, there's these beautiful things and these beautiful things. A lot of them have some of the same hardships as we do. It's just not as concentrated or as visual as, you know, promoted through other mediums. You know, the Tenderloin, you know, that's all they kind of see.
Yeah.
And for us, what we really want to do is share what we love with everyone else and really highlight it. Right. You know, this year I thought what was really cool is we actually hired some content creators to promote more on social media with us.
Cool.
And so we brought folks who are already on social media, already highlighting foods in other neighborhoods. Well, here you are highlighting Out of Sight Pizza. Here you are highlighting the Phoenix Hotel. Here you are highlighting 826 Valencia. Right. Events that already happened includes a beautification event, small business boogie. We had a reopened house for La Cucina down the block.
And they're open again?
In a much different way. So it's going to be a kitchen for all their vendors to kind of bake and make food out of.
Cool.
And then they'll be doing pop-ups, you know, as many places as they can do.
Yeah.
And that kind of just kickstarted us, right? Yeah. Moving down the line, very specific to today, we have our Tenderloin neighborhood walk hosted by Code Tenderloin. I'll be doing a happy hour back at the Phoenix for Boys and Girls Club, so it's a nice little fundraiser.
Excellent.
I believe Hospitality House is hosting an art event today. And then going tomorrow, Salvation Army Croc Center is hosting a family-friendly kind of carnival that we call the Spring Family Fest.
Nice.
T.O. Museum hosting an event tomorrow. Cadillac Hotel hosting an event tomorrow. Faithful Fools has a movie on Saturday. We're doing a health walk at Bodecker Park. The main library is doing a Tenderloin open house. And so, you know,
judge a Tenderloin based on these activities.
Yeah, this is incredible. You know, and no one, you know, shout out to KTVU, who I did an interview with last week. And I did an interview with KQED/NPR not too long ago. So shout out to them for giving us a shot to talk about this. Mm-hmm. But I was doing a number crunching on really rough estimates for what's happened already and some rough ideas on what's going to happen the rest of this week. I Love Tenderloin Week is going to bring in about 1,500 people.
Wow.
Right? Through a lot of small events. So it's not like what we're doing is crushing it and filling out the Oracle. It's not like we have these like stadiums that we're packing. We're doing a bunch of small events.
Not yet, right?
Whenever I can crack the Hyperion Bank, we'll be able to do some huge events there. But we'll save that for another year, maybe year four. But, you know, all these small events, and we're about to bring in 1,500 people. We're bringing in a bunch of people who's going to put money to small businesses, that's going to recognize the nonprofits, that's going to see, you know, all the different things that we love about the neighborhood. And for us, that's what's really important. I have kids who, you know, are afraid to ask their friends to come hang out because they hang out in the Tenderloin, who's afraid to invite them to their house because they live in a Tenderloin. I don't want any of my kids or any other people who live in a Tenderloin to not feel proud to say, come over and hang out. Like, let's go to my house and play 2K. What I want is for them to be like, yeah, like, I live in a Tenderloin. Like, here's all the things that we do in a TL. This is why it's beautiful. You should come hang out with us, right? And I Love Tenderloin Week is right there.
And come hang out at the Greenway.
Oh, man. If I could touch on a Greenway really quick, I know that's not necessarily what I was here for. But, you know, not too long ago, the mayor put about $4 million into the Tenderloin through a process called a Tenderloin Community Action Plan. Mm-hmm. And the Golden Gate Greenway, if I remember correctly, was the highest voted project that was submitted out of a million projects, right?
Wow.
The number one project voted, right? And these are people who live in the Tenderloin, who work in the Tenderloin, and they're saying that they want the Golden Gate Greenway to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Outside of the activations that's already existing, you know, through the beautiful people that's already here, you know, our Boys and Girls Club during spring break was out here, I think, four different times doing things like chalk art and relay races and cool. just playing games. And, like, for them, they're just like, we can just run around and play. And it's like, the answer is yes. They deserve it. They deserve to come out and have a place that they can call their own. We're working on plans for the summertime, so the summer's looking really, really cool. I'm trying to see if I can figure out, like, a weekly bike riding thing. Right, I know Al would love get a kick out of that, right? And I think for us, right, the more we can activate the Golden Gate Greenway, the better. At the end of the day, people need to know this space is theirs. Yeah. And we're doing the best we can with all the different things that's already happening. We're doing the best we can with the things that we're setting up here. As soon as we can move towards a permanent space, as soon as people are able to donate the way we need them to donate, when the permits come through and people kind of get out the way and let us do like a permanent real build out, it's gonna be rocking, right? I think of Bodecker Park. When we reopened Bodecker Park, there was a lot of doubt, mm-hmm. right? 2014, there was a lot of doubt. Can you guys sustain this? And Bodecker Park, last time I checked, is still a top 10 park in San Francisco.
Mm. Ain't that
we can do the same here, right? It's the same kind of energy, the same kind of need, with the same kind of people that's really enthusiastic about making these great things happen.
I can't wait. It's great now, I can't wait for its future.
Oh man, all we need is hope. Like real talk, that's all we need.
I heard you say you need some people to get out of the way.
Yeah. I need that too. We need that too. And funding. So anybody listening, you got a couple of dollars in your pocket, we could make that happen. But you know, again, I go back, like, a little bit of hope goes a long way.
Beautiful.
I need people to not give up hope. Like, there's a lot of great things happening.
And you heard it.
Cheers.
Michael, thank you.
Yeah, Michael, appreciate all that you're doing for the Tenderloin in general. And yeah, don't judge the Tenderloin based on its harshest attributes, but rather the hope and the beauty that it has.
And the 35 events happening in the next 2 days.
Yeah, get down here, get some caffeine in your system, stretch out, make sure you stretch, stay hydrated.
Yep. Speaking of hope, I have Jeffrey McFarland, who is the lead representative from St. Anthony's for the Golden Gate Greenway. And I wanted to give him a second to talk while I also hand you these posters from Keith Knight, who we should also speak to, hopefully.
Yeah,
we'll
whenever we want to call Keith, I'm ready to go.
What's up?
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going beautiful. It's a beautiful day on the Greenway. So we've already served 600 breakfast meals out of the St. Anthony's dining room. Demerillac kids did drop off, so they're inside learning. And you all are here, kind of enjoying what public space can look like.
Beautiful.
What was for breakfast today at St. Anthony's?
Say again?
What was for breakfast today at St. Anthony's?
So breakfast was a breakfast burrito. So that's eggs and potatoes. We do homemade pastries as well. Coffee, news plays. It's just a spot of normalcy for people who might need that, like, good, fresh start to the morning, but then also who might not be able to make our daily lunchtime service. So these are people that need to get food in them and then go about their day, either accessing services, going to work, dropping off kids.
Sounds like a wonderful way, like you say, normalizing, to start the day, to get things pushed off on a really positive note with some good nutrition, some good community, and that normalcy that you're talking about.
And you said the news is playing. KQED or KALW?
I can't speak to that, and I won't speak to that on the record. But what I will say is, coming back to that idea of, like, normalcy and a calm start to the morning, I think you can feel, hopefully you felt it when you came onto the block today.
Immediately.
Yeah. This street is different than other streets in the surrounding neighborhood. And that's really intentional, and it speaks to the labor that every one of these 9 nonprofits has put in to make this a true community space.
9 nonprofits.
9.
I bet the group chat is lit for what it's worth.
Yeah.
how did all these nonprofits come together?
So the 9 nonprofits on this block, so that includes 826 Valencia, Wu Yi Nursery, Boniface Church, Larkin Street Youth Services, St. Anthony's, and Mercy Housing, as well as the Friary and Lutheran Social Services, have been here doing good work in the neighborhood for years. And what happened is during the pandemic, we closed down the road, and that was necessary to accommodate St. Anthony's dining. On an average day, we'll serve 1,200 lunchtime meals. During the pandemic, it ballooned to about 4,000. So
wow.
Line was running out the door.
Incredible.
Wrapping to the end of the intersection, going back down and hitting Marquette. So it wasn't safe to have that line operating with cars flying down here.
Especially when you got all this space out here.
Right. Yeah. So we closed the road to accommodate that dining. And once that road was closed, a lot of the nonprofits shifted their services outside. Mm-hmm. And it was only a matter of time before we started asking, right, this works. And in a neighborhood where, you know, there isn't public space, there isn't safe, accessible public space, and yet there is such a strong community call for space, why not here?
And it's such a densely populated neighborhood as well, right? I definitely think it's the most densely populated in San Francisco, if not maybe the West Coast. And because of that, you've got all these people that are just striving for that place. There's creating a greenway and a green space provides some good tree cover. It provides some good shade. It removes some of the heat. It generally is just a positive impact for so many people in such a small, compacted area. So what a wonderful oasis in the middle of the Tenderloin.
Absolutely. I'm glad to hear you talk about the density, because there's 30,000 people living here in the Tenderloin. We have the most diverse collection of individuals living in the Tenderloin. And of that 30,000 people, 3,500 of them are kids, right? So I also have the most kids per capita here in the Tenderloin. And a lot of people don't know that because kids don't come outside, right? We don't have a place for kids to congregate.
I mean, I think we do at this point.
Right here. And actually, so to hear about like the way that the Boys and Girls Club has been activating this space, this has become the community gathering space for Sunday Streets, June 23rd this year.
Shout out. Put where it in we the calendars now.
So where we can have, right, a community space for kids to come down. And when you talk about the fact that I have 3 kids providers here on the street, being able to, right outside your front door, have a space to get play, get fresh air, it's a real community good.
You'll love to see it.
And it's just so obvious when you're down here. It's really nice. I'm so glad we did the show from here today, because it's a different thing being here.
Yes.
It's a total vibe, right? It's a see it. You have to be down here to experience it. Because I think that the Tenderloin has its challenges, and I think anyone walking through the neighborhood can experience those challenges. But when you get down here, the calm that registers because of the community safety services team that is safely monitoring the road, the fact that, right, in a neighborhood that is every single street is on the high injury network, you can congregate here and have a human connection without having to worry about dodging traffic. The fact that a kid could come down and learn to bike here, where there's not a single street in the rest of the neighborhood where that can be done safely. The vibe here is impeccable.
The vibe here is impeccable. I love
that the truth. It's also got like a nice slope too. If you're learning to ride a bike, this is a good street.
Yeah, it's like just, I mean, you know, if I had my druthers, the city would help us grade this road a little bit straighter, but, you know, it's got that gentle curve. It's like a learning incline.
I like it. There we go.
What's the writing on the street say?
So the writing on the street says Housing Black, and that went in 2020 with the nonprofits on the block supporting and also designed by Code Tenderloin. So to answer a community call. So another great demonstration of what public space can be, not just a gathering place, but a place where a community can really voice its advocacy and concerns.
I love it. I hear that from you on so many different levels. It's listening to the community, understanding what they need and providing the services for them. What a beautiful pattern to follow.
It's so great.
Yeah.
You definitely get it, yeah.
Well, thank you for all that you do for this.
Yes,
this is,
thank you.
Amazing.
It's a joy to bring you down. It's wonderful to see new community activations. I'll extend out the same invitation that Mike did, which is this space is the people's space. So if someone wants to bring down a community activation to help us imagine what this space could be in the future, but additionally, bring down something pro-social. You know, space is a finite resource, as we know here in the Tenderloin. So if you fill it up with pro-social activities, things that are good and helpful for the community, you crowd out space for things that might be antisocial and might be harming the community. And there's nothing better than getting new faces down here to see the good work that's happening. Please.
Ah, well, thanks for fostering so much goodness.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. Michael from St. Anthony's, come check it on out.
Jeffrey,
my apologies. Very sorry.
I've thrown a lot of people at you. I threw Strider at you. I threw Michael Long from the Boys and Girls Club. I threw Jeffrey from St. Anthony's. It's a lot.
Did you tell them they were going to come on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just throwing.
No. No, I think
what a pro then, just to be handed a mic and just run with it.
He's just like, yeah, I got it. I got this.
Speaking of folks that we're having join us today, should we call Keith Knight?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah,
we
let's
should.
Do it. If I'm going to do this, I got to give Al some headphones so he can hear Keith.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good call. That's fine.
No, you gotta be able to hear him.
You're gonna want to hear him.
Yeah.
Let's pull out the headphones here.
We're gonna
open up the backpack. You know, Sequoia's radio backpack, it's kind of like Mary Poppins' bag. It has everything, and if you think it's missing something,
just stick your
hand down in there, and you'll find it.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna take
the bibbity bop.
All right.
I can hold that so that you don't have to put it up here unless you're...
No, it's fine.
We got it.
I do it all.
All right.
All right, we're going to give Keith Knight a call here. And while we're doing that, Al, thank you again so much for bringing us all together today.
I mean, hey, I'm really glad. So same thing that Jeffrey and Michael have been talking about, right, that there's this preconceived notion based on what media shows you about the Tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
Versus what really goes on here.
Yeah.
And it's not to say that it's...
Hello, you've reached 310.
Oh, Keith. Come on. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll get you some more.
Grab this top one. Sorry, dropped him.
Keith, we're so close.
Keith, answer your damn phone.
Feel free to. And whoever texted us from an unknown number says that we were interviewing. They're like, hey, I don't know. Something's going on. You're interviewing Strider Patton right now. It's like, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's exactly correct.
They knew what was up.
Well, so in order to kind of combat that, right?
We got it. I think we might be live here.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Keith Knight.
Hey, how are you?
I am confused and mixed up, and I'm glad that you guys are not. And I apologize for not picking up, but I was out chasing my chickens, so...
We just assumed the coffee was still steeping, you know? You just needed another moment for the coffee.
Yeah. I was drinking coffee, but I was also chasing my chicken.
How many chickens? A very important question to ask you to kick off the morning. How many chickens do you have?
I have 4 chickens.
And are they all accounted for now?
They are all accounted for.
Yes.
Okay. These are very independent chickens. You know, the last flock we had would all stick together, but these like to go 4 different ways, and they like to lay eggs. Not in the coop, but everywhere else.
It's
Easter every day here at the night the night compound.
So. Well, before we go any further, can we all take a sip of coffee together?
Oh, hold on.
Let's do it. Count of 3.
Yeah.
One, two, and...
Flip.
Delicious.
Mm. So, Keith, tell us about how this Tend to the Loin project came together with our friend Al here.
Well, Al, I mean, Al's the,
I
sort
hunted
of,
him down. The, for like
Al's
a year.
The brains behind it. I'm just, I guess, the artistic brawn.
Absolutely he, not. Absolutely. I hunted Keith down and I said, would you consider working on a campaign for the Tenderloin to show people how beautiful it is, despite all of the media's attention on it not being that way?
Keith, is he telling the truth?
in his way. I mean, there's always perspectives, right? And, he's doing the grunt work. And it's nice to be able to, one, be brought back to San Francisco in a way that is meaningful it's part of what I've always wanted to do with my work. And so it's just a great opportunity. I used to work in the youth hostel on Mason Street, right around the corner from Union Square. But, a lot of times when I'd go for dinner, it'd be in the Tenderloin and some of the great restaurants there. It's always gotten what I think a bad rap, it's not easy when all the vice in town is concentrated in this part of town, and people just dismiss it as it'll always be like that, or it'll always be that way, when a lot of people get their first start here, I like to think I got my start in San Francisco, very close to the Tenderloin, working in that youth hostel. So I have very fond memories of it.
What's it like now, kind of being back in the neighborhood through this project and really painting a picture of it that's really unique? How's that process been?
Well, I hope to be back a lot more, but just coming back, it's funny because when I was back in January to meet up with Al and a few other folks, I was just walking down the street and a security guard saw me with my artwork and he's like, "Hey, are you that guy who does that?" It just felt like I had never left, San Francisco will always be like this, like my hometown, despite me not being born there. But it's just like I have so many fond memories of it and so many experiences. And, I care for it. I follow San Francisco news probably more than I follow any other news. And it's something that I would love to, I'm a cartoonist, so that'll never happen. But, my plan is to somehow end up back in San Francisco at some point and able to afford it and have a wonderful rest of life. But we'll see. Right now I'm stuck in Chapel Hill.
I
was gonna say Keith is it's funny, for somebody who's now gotten national attention for his artwork and for his, just himself, for his strength of character. I think the best part was, the last night that he was here, after we had taken a walk on the Greenway and we talked to all the community and asked them what they felt was important to represent, I said, "Keith, wherever you want to go, I'm going to take you there. Where do you want to go?" I'll take you to Gary Danko. I'll take you to the Ferry Bill. I'll take you wherever you want to get food. And he said, You know, there's this supermarket. It's called Arguello Supermarket. It has really great turkey sandwiches.
Did he say that or did you?
No. Legitimately, it turned out that Keith used to live about a block away from where I live now. And
Yeah. I mean, it's so wild that how close Al actually lived to where I live. In the Richmond district, and you know, there's very few people I could immediately just sit talk about the world famous Arguello super turkey sandwiches.
But you found the one person who knows like, exactly what you're talking about.
the one person.
Here's the great thing about it is when we went in to get the turkey sandwiches, Sal, the owner, was there, and. What my old neighbor, Shecky the Voice of Doom, who was one of the DJs on KUSF back in the day, walks in, and it just never misses a beat. He hasn't seen me in 15 years, but he just walks up and is complaining about whatever.
San Francisco,
you know,
is a small town at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it's wonderful, and it's and the only thing that breaks my heart is recently the Inner Richmond was picked as one of the best neighborhoods in the world by some travel magazine. So the secret's out. The Inner Richmond has jumped the shark. So
secret is out.
You know, well, now the next thing is the Tenderloin. Like, you know, I bet you 15, 20 years from now, Tenderloin's going to be like,
please no.
The coolest neighborhood in San Francisco.
Well, I mean,
and we could say we were the ones who made it that way.
Definitely. Can we speak a bit about some of the art that you put together for Ten to the Loin? We've got in front of us a series of colorful pages that have your artwork on them. It looks really beautiful. Let's talk a bit about this. Can you describe what the artwork is and what the inspiration was other than the tenderloin?
Well, you know, Al just threw... You know, gave me some information about the project, about the Golden Gate Greenway, and you know, was really inspired by, it was really prompted by what he was doing, and you know, we wanted to do some posters to get around the city that basically really just said, like, the Tenderloin is a legitimate neighborhood that is worthy as any other neighborhood in the city. And, you know, since we got to talking about that and I started to do research on it, I was like, man, like, I'd like to actually do a nice comic strip about the history of the Tenderloin and make the case for it. And so, you know, I said to Al, I said, like, you know, in addition to posters, how about I do this comic that sort of, you know, takes all this information that he laid out in his work. And I said, like, why don't I put it in this comic strip? Because the best thing about comics is it's able to take, like, a lot of complex stuff and then put it in a very accessible way, you know?
Yes.
And that's what I love about it. It's very approachable. You know, people could see, it's like you said, they can see the artwork and go, oh, wow, that's really beautiful, and then read about it and be like, oh, wow, I never knew that about the Tenderloin. Oh, wow. I mean, it's funny because these facts about the Tenderloin, it being the most diverse neighborhood in the city, the least amount of car ownership, it's stuff that when you think about it, it's like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. But we never take the time to think about it because all we think about is poop on the street, you know, and you know, people, you know, on drugs and stuff like that. We never think about the families. We never think about, you know, the restaurants and the diversity and just, you know, just people getting their start in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And so... you know, that's really what prompted it. And then the other thing was, I just really wanted to create something that had people in their own words. Because I always tell people, you know, like, people should tell their own story. because ultimately other people will tell it and they'll get it wrong. So I want to do the series of portraits of people who either work, have live in the Tenderloin, were born there and maybe moved on, but have fond memories of it. You know, have them speak and
tell the story. Oh, do we lose?
I'm just checking on that. No, we're still connected.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Connect everybody.
Connect everybody, indeed.
Ain't that the truth? Keith, I got to tell you, being down here right now, the thing that's prevalent on the block right now has been bubbles. There's been bubbles flying around. So, you know, watch out for certain things, and one of them is bubbles. They might get you down here.
Al, you gotta send me. You gotta send me pictures. You gotta send me pics.
I'm gonna. I'll take a picture right now.
Al's gonna be all over it. Hello, yeah, we'll give you a thumbs up.
Goofy ass Sequoia and early bird.
Just out here having a good time this morning. Yeah. Spreading the good word.
Where'd you guys get coffee?
Oh, today we got coffee from Red Bay in the Ferry Building. And then walked up through the financial district, caught the F market, got off a block from here, and then walked to this little oasis. So it has been a joyous morning out here.
Ran into a friend, just like you were mentioning before. I'm like, hey, friend.
And here we are.
Excellent.
I brought Bob's donuts down.
I had fond memories of the farmer's market at the Ferry Building. My mom was in town, and we picked up, what was it? It was a BLST. So it was a bacon, lettuce, and tomato with salmon. And, yeah. And it's like, you know, it was a blast. It was like, I still have, like, I'm still chasing that high of that BLST.
That's a true San Francisco story right there of, like, I went to San Francisco, several things happened, but the thing that stuck out is I had a God-tier sandwich.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big food head. In fact, last time when I was back there and had a meeting with Al and a few folks, we went to
Golden Era.
I forget the name of the place, but it was a vegetarian restaurant in the Tenderloin. And you know, I'm not a vegetarian, so I was like, I was worried about it, going, oh, you know, I'm wasting a meal on this. And it was amazing.
I'm salivating.
It was tremendous. And it was, you know, it's the type of place where I wish I just wish that it was available here, you know, just like where I could, you know, it's the type of place where you bring somebody who's vegetarian, hesitant, and then just say, like, this. It was amazing. It was really good.
Golden Air is a real winner, and it's right around the corner from one of our other favorite Tenderloin spots, Out of Sight, which got a mention earlier this morning. So,
yeah. Out of Sight makes a feature in the cartoon that Keith drew.
Really? Okay, so if I love this cartoon, I love this conversation, and I want to see more of this work, I have it in front of me because I'm here on the Greenway. If I don't make it to the Greenway, how do I find all of this?
Well, you can find it where those posters are not just going to sit in your backpack. They're going to go up at in your window in a local coffee shop, on your community bulletin board. And
incredible.
So we're going to spread those all over the city. And then there's a website called tendtotheloin.com, inspired by Keith, who is quite the wordsmith and just an unbelievable joy to work with, and just so intelligent and funny. And so tendtotheloin.com is where that will live. And then just look out for posters all over the place. If you want to help put up posters, hit us up.
I love it. You want to get involved? Just get involved. Show up. Do something. Participate. Be part of the community. Activate the space.
Contribute.
So simple.
Contribute to your city. Take care of each other. Yeah. Tend to it.
And I just want to say, like that's what I love about Al. Is just like, tend to the loin was like this. It just came into my head, the term tend to the loin, and I was like, oh man, this is like, you know, this is, we should use this. This should be the saying, that we run with. And he, you know, to his credit, he grabbed the URL and just like, you know, let's run with it. Let's go, right. go with it. And I kind of see us as the sort of broke ass version of it all starts here. You know, the billionaires all. You know, I want Tenderloin to be more effective than it all starts here. You know,
absolutely.
And and just show that we can, in a grassroots level, through art and cartooning and people on the ground, like is a more effective way to go. So I love it. It's fun to do.
And I'm going to be honest, all of the greenery that I'm seeing here, the giant pots filled with flowers, the trees that are blooming, those are going to be way more impactful and long-lasting than those little It All Starts Here window stickers.
Yeah.
Like, this is where the magic is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, this is just a start.
And just doing the research on how much plants and trees can affect an environment is like, I mean, that's what I love is like when I do the research for this stuff and you learn so much and you realize, oh, okay, like, you know, it prevents particles from, you know, it not only provides shade, but it prevents a lot of particulates from like going all over the place and just
trees.
All this different stuff. And just the fact that like, it actually calms people down and just different things like that.
Can I read something from your comic?
It's fun to learn about that stuff.
Go for it, Al.
Here's from one of the Tenderloin posters. Trees provide shade and cool off hot city streets and sidewalks. Being around trees and plants is good for mental and physical health. Those are all true. Trees filter air pollutants and prevent flooding by reducing runoff. They are the toilet brushes of our atmosphere.
No lies detected.
I'm so upset I'm not going to be able to unsee that now.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
This is the genius of Keith Knight.
I just posted a picture of this image that Al was just reading off of here. It is an awesome-looking comic with some
absolutely
very funny notes on it.
Also, a couple of hellos to some people that have chimed in. Hello, Catherine. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your Thursday, as it is April 25th. And Mike Davey, the mayor of Oakland, chiming in as well. Hello, Mike. Good to chat with you. And B. Hutch as well. Hello to everyone.
Excellent.
Yeah. And Keith, Al, thank you both so much for like all that you're doing down here. This is really, really magical.
It's like hard to say thank you for a single specific thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to make like thank you for the immaculate vibes, as it was put earlier. Thank you for your energy. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the donuts. Thanks for waking up in the morning and being intentional about creating a space that benefits the community, whether you're down the block, across the city, or thousands of miles away. The work that you're doing is impacting San Franciscans for the better daily.
Thank you guys for being the ones that run around the whole city highlighting it on your feet and your bicycles.
Keep doing stuff like this. It's very easy for us if this keeps going on. This is we love it. Keith, well, we're excited to see you next time you're out here in the city by the bay. We'll grab you a turkey sandwich for sure. And folks can learn more about this through the GoldenGateGreenway.org. Any other things, events, links we want to plug?
So, tentotheloin.com.
There it is.
That is where all of the comics will live. And if you have anything, so I love Tenderloin Week is this week, right? You can go to visit tenderloin.com or tlcbd.com and you can find more events. But after I Love Tenderloin Week, please reach out to us at tentotheloin.com if you have an event, if you
Number
have
two.
A job opportunity, if you want, if you need volunteers, if you just want to talk about something about the Tenderloin, let us know.
I love it. T-E-N-D, the number 2, T-H-E-L-O-I-N.com. Tend to the loin.
It's real Genius. Simple.
Keith, thank you so much for joining us. We've got just a few seconds left here on the program. We'd love to give you two the last word as San Franciscans everywhere are going into their Thursdays. They've heard a lot of great things today about the Greenway. They're inspired by the artwork. They know the URLs to go to. What's the message that you want to send people off on their Thursdays with?
Just tend to the loin. Appreciate what's around you, you know? And it's up to us to... The way the tenderloin goes, it's like the poster says. You save the tenderloin, and you save San Francisco.
Beautiful.